I'm listening to the news and I'm elated to hear that Desiree Ellis, the Banyana Banyana coach, has been conferred with an honorary degree by one of our universities.
Yes.
It's been quite a big conversation throughout this week, this idea of honorary doctorates, who it is that should be conferred with one, but whether or not that person should be addressed as doctor so-and-so, except, of course, in the institution that has conferred that honorary doctorate. And maybe a conversation we can also indulge in this evening is, what is the sudden desire to have an honorary doctorate? It's interesting. You heard of the story of this bogus Bible school that's conferring honorary doctorates left, right, and center. Honorary doctorate for you and for you and for you. And the people that are running towards these honorary doctorates. I mean, people that we know of, people that we've come to respect over time are running helter-skelter. I saw that there was a honorary doctorate that was conferred to one of our great actors. I mean, a guy that I love. And there he was receiving this honorary doctorate in some garage somewhere. Right? Yes. Amen. And then one of our big trade unionists was also conferred with an honorary doctorate under very, very spurious conditions. Mm. What is it about the honorary doctorate, folks? I know that it's done throughout the world, everywhere else in the world, but what is it about the honorary doctorate that people are running towards it so much? There is the idea of istwalangwe in our shores, the idea that somebody has reached a level of expertise in something that they then get ubutwalangwe. Yeah? Those that understand the rationale behind the idea of the leopard skin that is conferred onto somebody who is understood to be so proficient in something that they can do it in the darkness of night, like a lion. I mean, like a leopard. You know that the leopard is obviously a nocturnal animal. Yeah. It does its best hunting during the evening or at night when everything is dark. It does it alone. It does it in the absolute silence of night, but it is deadly and effective in that. And the idea comes from that once you are able to do something so well that you can almost do it with your eyes closed, like a leopard hunts at night, in the dead of night, almost like its eyes are closed, then you are isitwalandwe. Siaparangwe. Yeah, the people from the AME will know what I'm talking about, AME Church. But it's an idea that has been around on the African continent for many, many, many. Why then should we not try the idea of conferring people ubutwalandwe? And then maybe we can come up with a way of honoring people in that sense so that we don't fall into this controversy of wanting doctorates in the red gown. It's got its own protocols. But I think maybe we do need to have a conversation about this desire to be recognized somehow in a specific way. Mm. Imagine if Siloma Gangube was called Istwalandwe in the acting space.
Yeah.
Or Bargemang Ndade, the unionist, Ndade Vavi. If we said Istwalandwe in activism, that would be a beautiful thing. Instead of running around and getting an honorary doctorate from some spaza shop thing. What is that thing? Is it Bible school? What do they do there?
Yes.
They read the Bible there.
Yeah. Something like that.
But surely the conscience behind the doctrine of the Bible should tell them, you can't do such things. Go karajin. No, we need to have that conversation at some point. I'm really looking forward to it. Maybe we'll have that conversation in the second hour. But maybe the right thing is that those of us who feel that we need to be honored in some way or the other. We can write our own application. Say, well, hey, man, I've been doing this thing of radio, for a couple of years. I want to be honored, please. Mm-hmm. I'll pay you 50 rand. Or 50 rand. I want, because that's what it looks like it's leading to. Because it sounds like there are people are so hungry for this thing. Yeah. They're so lusting for it, so that people can call them doctor. No, no. There's a protocol for that. And for that, people must go through a certain process. Mm-hmm. But everybody wants to be called doctor so-and-so.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Just pay me. You don't have to call me anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just give me money.